Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who were in and around the clock for the Popover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Popover, Popover. Welcome to the Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
Tonight, we're here with a new episode of Lure It Up, and I'm here with both Ryan and Stiffy from Vida by Esquire. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for inviting me, man. What's up?
Cool.
Respect him, man.
Easy. So I just want to jump straight into it. I want to talk about Vida by Esquire. Well, since this is your first year on the road, I know you launched in 2020. I want to hear from you to give our listeners an idea of what is Vida by Esquire and what they can expect for the road.
So Vida by Esquire is a family, an amalgamation of a family idea that really and truly came to fruition in 2020, put on pause, because everybody know what happened in 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
But now in full swing in 2023, I know I'm sitting here speaking to you and you're wondering, this voice sounds a little bit strange. So I have to start the conversation by saying that I was sent here by the boss lady.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the amalgamation is very much a Bajan creation, but it's based on a group of individuals that have a multinational makeup. So it's the Vida, Ryan Ford, Jin Ford, and myself, Ryan Codrington, has been a part of the Cropover landscape for about 5 years now. Before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID. Yeah.
Being as a part of a section with Beige for that time. We enjoyed our years there. And we also ventured outside of Barbados. We've been in Jamaica, we've been in St. Lucia, been in Miami, creating costumes and experiences for persons abroad with other bands as well, and doing so with a certain level of success and excitement to really be a part of different cultures and so on. Well, of course, Janelle and myself, Real J Angelique. So we have been involved in fashion for almost 13 years now. So we have that experience as well, dealing from the fashion side internationally and regionally. But you know who Ryan Ford is?
Yeah, you know who Ryan Ford is.
Everybody knows who Ryan Ford is.
That's correct.
We always say that when he was born, he was definitely wrapped in a Bajan flag.
Trust and believe.
So I myself, I've been to Barbados for the last, 30 years. My granddad was Barbadian. And now I'm firmly married to Bajan.
So you're practically Bajan all over.
Yeah, well, practically, you know. And some of my best friends in the world are from Barbados, and I've spent a lot of time here. So our focus in Vida was really to express that Barbadian hospitality across the region and what we believe our level of service is. Now, this might be a little bit long-winded, but it does sound the same if you really think about what Esquire Entertainment represents. Mm-hmm. It's more or less the same thing. And they have been speaking to Ryan Ford, so the guys from Esquire Entertainment, the Anthony, Nigel, and Corinne, they have been friends for a very long time with Ryan Ford and have been speaking about doing something together for years. Mm-hmm. So it was really a family conversation that we decided, you know what, let's just stop talking about this and let's just do it. Our ethos is completely matched. It's identical. We want to have that high value experience across the board. giving persons value for money, giving persons new experiences, doing things differently, but doing it in a way that it results in a higher level of an experience for everyone involved, not only the masqueraders, but also our sponsors. Even for us as directors, we want to make sure that we do things differently, but we do it in such a way that it results in a high value product being created. So what you want to know about Vida by Esquire, you can figure it out by looking at Vida or looking at Esquire, and then really and truly thinking about what we could do together.
Yeah, because imagine, because both brands are powerhouses, because as you say, y'all are no slouches when it comes to the carnival world. You've moved around different sections in different areas that I don't think many other bands or many other brands, Barbadian brands, have done. Barbadian or even Trinidadian or Jamaican, you've gone to many different areas. So
yeah,
you've exported that model, that product already. So now it is to turn and come home and look to see what you could create in terms of what Kaduman and what creations you could have with Kaduman in mind and Crop Over as a whole.
Well, for us, it's always about product Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
From the get-go, we were always Barbados first, mm-hmm, in terms of expressing the culture, expressing what the artisans from Barbados have to offer. Through Janelle's design aesthetic, but also her focus on quality.
Mm-hmm.
And also similarly with Ryan Ford's, you know, passion for Barbados.
Passion, serious
and,
passion.
And the Esquire Entertainment guys, you know, they have been focusing on delivering high quality products through the event landscape for years. And it was an extension of their focus of providing a quality product out of Barbados for everyone to enjoy when they come to Barbados.
Yeah.
So I think it's just us representing Barbados.
Yeah.
That's our focus. That's our main focus.
Because as you said, with Esquire has been consistently, what is it, 10 years? 15 years? They've been in the entertainment landscape and they've delivered consistently a quality product. Every Crop Over, whether it's Crop Over, whether it's Bliss Beach, that they used to have a New Year's party.
Right.
Like, I got people who stay hard, Bliss people, that every year them on the list. They're making sure, them calling me early, the list coming out. You want me on the list? You need any tickets? All that type of thing. We going down there, and then it's like a whole production around Bliss. So, and they know that they could consistently get a quality product when it comes to Esquire.
Listen, when I am in meetings with these guys, with the directors, I am constantly amazed by the effort that they put into the littlest details. And I think, again, the ethos match perfectly, because that's just the same way Janelle is. Very, very meticulous when it comes to the finest detail. And again, the focus on just delivering a quality product is Ryan Ford.
Yeah.
So when you add all of those things together, you really get where our focus is.
Yeah. A real, real, yeah. Ryan is very hardcore when it comes to delivering an excellent event.
Yeah.
So for your first year on the road, and the theme is kindred spirits.
Yes.
So you could tell us some more about that theme?
Yeah, of course. Now, again, it comes out of the actual makeup of our entity. There is a Mr. Barbados,
mm-hmm,
in Ryan Ford.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Trini Bajan or Bajan Trini, and Janelle's mother is Trinidadian,
mm-hmm,
but she was born in Barbados. She grew up in Barbados. Most of her adult years she spent back and forth between Trinidad and Barbados. She studied in Trinidad. I spent many of my childhood years here in Barbados, and I'm married to a Bajan. I love Barbados. Then we have Corinne, who is Trini Jamaican, but is married to a Barbadian and is living in Barbados and lives and works in Barbados. Then we have Anthony, who is Bajan Jamaican and living in Jamaica. And then we have Nigel, who is Bajan American. He lives in America. So when you really think about it, we looked at it and said, you know what? Everyone likes to think about the differences that we have, you know, as islands and offerings for carnivals and mass and Kadumant and the differences that exist in the way the parties are. But we have a lot more in common than we have different, right? So we really want to celebrate the fact that we are kindred spirits. We are one. When you look at it, we all have a representation of the same concepts that you leave Trinidad and you come across to Barbados, you see the same animals, you see the same types of plants, eating the same types of food. You know, it might be prepared differently.
That's what I was just thinking about, you know.
Stiffy, you come here to lie to the people. You come in here to tell them that you never eat wild meat in your life.
I was offered, and I skipped that one. I missed that one.
No manacle.
They give me manacle. They tricked me. They didn't tell me what it was till it was finished.
The funny part about this conversation, right? Iguana egg is not my favorite either. But the funny part about this conversation is that Luke sits right here and I had him eating wild meat a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Almost had a wild meat. We went 139, we eat almost had a wild meat.
I guess it's a part of the culture, so. Yeah.
Exactly.
But one of my favorite dishes in life is putting on sauce.
True.
Anybody who know me know that I will leave Trinidad every Friday night to come to Barbados to eat putting on sauce on a Saturday and then fly back home. Maybe on I'll go to a boat ride on Sunday and then probably go home Saturday night.
Right?
Anybody know that? I know Trinidad here in this snow, she won't hit me through the mic, right? But I would do that every weekend if I had an opportunity to, right? Similarly, I think that when we look at the Jamaican landscape, when we look at Trinidad, Barbados, Jamaica, yes, we can tell where the differences are, but we have a lot more in common than we have different. And I think we want to visually represent that the Caribbean and literally the region, other than the Caribbean, the region around us, even South America and so on, we have a lot more things in common than we do have differences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to celebrate come Kudu Monday.
I like that. I really do like that ethos, especially as a star ethos. It really outlines the vision of the brand. It outlines where y'all intend to go and really sets the stage quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of setting the stage, like as it comes to your band launches on April 2nd.
Yes.
Sunday, April 2nd. What is it that people could expect from the band launch? What can they look forward to? What should they expect?
Captivating imagery.
Mm.
And when I say so, we have spent a lot of time trying to frame moments in time in advance. So when we think about what a band launch is a representation of an idea. Yes, of course, it's models and costumes, but it's supposed to be a representation of a concept.
Mm-hmm.
Kindred spirits, when you walk in there, you must understand what these commonalities are. When you leave, you must understand what these commonalities are. And for us, our focus is putting on an exhibition for Barbados to look and say, wow, I don't think anyone ever put so much effort into a band launch before. And I think that we've been discussing this band launch so long now that all of the concepts, as grand as they may be or as small as they may be, are constantly being upgraded or constantly being tweaked to make sure that we could give off something special. I can tell you that our focus is on the visual, but our focus is also on being as open to the public as possible. We want everyone to be able to interact with the costumes as closely as possible. Not to say too much, but that was always our strategy. We want you to be close, up close and personal, and we also want everyone to feel that energy that we have plan for Kudu Monday.
And as for you, Stiffy, when it comes to the bar launch, what can we expect for you?
Ready for action. There's always a level of excitement when it comes to me performing, one, but is a bigger something when I go to perform for any of the three events separately, whether it be Breakfast, whether it be Vida, whether it be Bliss. And now, with the three of them actually coming together, now that kind of experience, now carrying it over the top, you know what I'm saying? So, for me being behind the scenes and just looking at things where there's a blank script, listening to the concepts, hearing them explained, and then I know for sure that I can be taken away, but the day of, because the amount of work these people is putting behind the scenes and get these things done, and they don't live here.
Yeah, that's exactly. The thing.
It's been so amazing to watch these people work. You understand? It's so amazing. I mean, you know what I say? Jump, we jumping together. Because she don't talk much, but when she speak, you know, it should be very, very on her ear game to bring that kind of level of, you know, experience. Because let me be frank, some people might not even leave Barbados to get that kind of experience. Exactly. And you get that kind of level of service, you get the ambience, you get the experience. You will never believe you actually in Barbados.
Yeah.
Some of the places Brand is carrying me, I don't believe that he's a Trinidadian. I live in Barbados, this man carry me all over Barbados. Like he live here. True. You know what I'm saying? So locations, coming down to all of that stuff, it just be something big to me in my book. So I'm looking forward to it. Just for the mere fact, I went to the venue today and I just shot my, I actually take a picture because I know that when I show people what is the outcome after that, they will believe it. They will never believe it.
Never believe it.
Never believe it.
A very nice tucked away location.
Yeah, I mean, family. Everything is family.
Yeah.
You know, the VXC Gardens really is a part of the family setting. And I think that, again, I'm trying to avoid saying too much because I don't want to... Expectation is something, especially coming out of the carnivals recently.
Yes.
I don't really want to say something and then someone misunderstands what I'm trying to explain and then they come with a specific expectation. And, you know, we don't live up to their expectations. But what I will say is that our focus is really to a shock factor, you know?
Yeah.
That wall factor, you know? When you step into the zone, you feel like if this is what I was missing. This is what I was missing in Barbados for crop over. This is what I was missing in Trinidad for carnival. This is what I'm missing. And even when I go to Jamaica and all, I missed it. This is what I was missing. I think that some of the plans that we've put in place and some of the partners that we've been chatting with over the last few months, I think that everyone is excited to show that they can execute something. Coming out of Park Out.
Yeah.
And the feedback that we got from Park Out is just like, you know, nobody thought you can do this like this. And I think that that's what we want to do consistently. We don't necessarily want to do things ultimately just differently all the time like that. But we want to make sure that we elevate the product every single opportunity we get.
I like the answer. That's actually very good. Yeah, Park Out, it was good to see, like, after 2020, that once the brand launched, it didn't just poof and vanish into air until now. Like, y'all maintain brand presence in terms of Park Out and having those events and then just delivering a quality event, especially in a new location that people hadn't used before and with a different concept that wasn't too familiar to people here.
Yep.
So I really like that. I thought that was, again, you know, it's hard for brands to make a presence in the market, but you still manage to do that. Again, they're both strong brands separately, but joining together, then you never quite know, would it go this way, would it go that way, but it was still good to see the brand presence in that type of way.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what also people could come to expect.
Yeah.
Whether it's from the brand launch or on the road.
Well, I'm going to add something else too. I think that coming to the brand launch is just the beginning. I think that the way we designed our experience is not just brand launch and stop, then Kadu Monday and stop.
Right.
We have taking a look at the experience of the cup over season from a different standpoint. So we look at it as the brand launch is the phase one. That is the point where we start. And then just like Snakes and Ladders, we have some ways to go along the way where you are starting at the brand launch. And then we could talk about this because I also took Stiffy today as well to the band house, where the band house is going to be.
Wow.
And there's a band house experience as well that we are planning. We have a couple new events that we want to introduce as well throughout the crop over season. And really and truly, we're going to try to bring that, again, that family setting back into the festival where we will be popping up at different places and hanging out. And some of the spots where, again, there's so many great places in Barbados to just hang out and hold a good time, you know, have That's a good, true. You know, hold a good vibe and, you know, just, you know, spend some quality time with your friends, even if it gets a little wild at the end of the night, or too many rum sours.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if that's the case, you know what I mean? We want to really, really incorporate that approach. And again, I speak from a place of being wowed by that aspect of the Barbadian culture, even as a kid. And now as an adult, rolling with my, like, you know, my close friends, with Ryan, for hanging out with Ryan, for hanging out with Stiffy, hanging out with all my Bajan friends, we learn so much about the culture that we want to make sure that we keep it going, you know?
Yeah. I like that, that you can always, as you look to involve yourself and wrap yourself in the culture and really embrace it. And I do like the concept too, that you can have hangout events that aren't necessarily ones that break the bank.
Right.
It does, everything doesn't necessarily have to be like big flashy show, yeah, fireworks, yeah, type of thing. You can have these nice little, I guess, I don't know if they would be like band fets, but
well,
really? not Miss Design and Jack. Do it big. Coming back from my hoity days, now we get flashbacks.
Flashbacks,
Jess. No, the first time I ever get a linen shirt, let me tell you about it. You understand? So you understand, Stiffy, country boy, you know? I never been to this kind of
fancy
to, you know, do what I mean? Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out like how to put myself like, oh, we're gonna sing here, exactly. We're gonna do, and I step out in linen from top. I never drink champagne so much. I mean, like, my first time I know about brown paint, I never drink brandy and champagne yet till I touch her teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was gonna be, how to put it, a higher echelon than the regular backyard facts or the actual, you know, regular stuff, but I didn't know exactly what to prepare for. And that would one of the ones that was really epic was Gun Hill.
Gun Hill.
I never see Gun Hill.
Gun Hill.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wanted Kensington. Kensington get transferred inside out. Man, I tell you, anybody has ever been to an event held by any of the entities involved, know what they're gonna get or could forecast what's in the package for you.
Because like as you would have mentioned, the attention to detail at Kensington, like
detail.
She had her logo on the elevator, so like it was on the door. So then it was split with the door and driver. And I was like, I've never, in as simple as that is, like little stuff like that has impressed me. Like there was a year I went to Bliss, I think it was 2019, 2018, and they had garbage cans, but they had taken some kind of glitter material and wrapped them. So it wasn't like, you weren't just seeing blam, a Berger can, a Millie Fett, you know, like a garbage can. I mean, you know, it's practical, it's utilitarian, but it did, the Millie Fett, it don't really add to the ambiance. But you wrap it in something, now it's like, I can still see it as a garbage can, but you put that attention to detail into a little extra effort.
Let me release some information here. I could do that because, I mean, I could do that. We had a meeting recently, right? And Janelle and her team, I mean, I'm part of the team too, but she and her outside team presented the goodie bag strategy. What is that?
I can see and think if I try to get in her mind, I know where that goes.
So we had to sit down and look at a presentation of what they want to introduce to the goodie bags. And I'm just sitting there like, I mean, I was aware that the work was happening behind the scenes, right. You know? Mm-hmm. But I didn't understand that this is the level. Well, I mean, I understood it because, I mean, I'm practically with her 24/7. Exactly. But sitting down, and I wasn't next to her at the point in time, and sitting out in the meeting, just like all the other directors, and we're listening to the plans for the goodie bag, I'm just like, I have to talk about this outside of this meeting, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't know when I'll get the opportunity to, but I'm going to talk about it. And similarly to that, I think if anyone sits in a meeting with Anthony, Nigel, and Corinne, they would understand that these guys are no-nonsense guys when it comes to delivering a quality product.
Yeah. They put a lot of effort into it.
Absolutely no-nonsense.
Again, massaging there. First time again, in effect. Like you said, this can't be real.
Yeah.
This cannot be real.
And I think too, the trust factor as well between us and also with our suppliers is there, you know, when they know, okay, we're going to jump into this Kaduma Day experience, our suppliers know we're not really interested in anything subpar, you know? And that definitely doesn't mean expensive either, you know, because we are very cost conscious. We're very price conscious, and we want to be an inclusive band for most people where, you know, whatever you pay, you're going to get value for your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even though we are very much focused on this high quality product, it does not necessarily mean that we are going to be overpriced or we're going to outprice the market or anything like that. I think the focus is just on doing it in a way where the people who jump in on Kaduma Day could understand, you know, VXC spent some time thinking about the product.
Yeah, correct.
Because I always tell people, it's like, it's not necessarily that you have to come out on the road with champagne and caviar, or that you need to do that in effect for it to be,
quote
unquote, a good. For it to be a good fit, let's say, appear at lunchtime, right? But, you know, if you dedicate the time, because I've also watched brands that started out good, and you could watch them start to cut corners because they look.
That's the biggest issue that they have. They crop over.
Biggest issue.
You advertise one thing, and when you get is a totally different.
It's a completely different thing. I watch brands sit down and cut corners, and you watch the product deplete.
I can comfortably see this team that I am watching. I keep my eyes on them because I ain't going to let them do magic again, and I don't want to see. I want to see everything.
You know,
I actually had the pleasure of going to Trinidad and actually sitting down in the shop, in the lab, in the warehouse, and watching these costumes put together. Sleepless nights, seeing this thing, and this thing is magic. This thing is magic. You got to be really on your E game for this kind of thing. If the actual, when it comes down to. I didn't even know that it's so much work with the actual wear. But maybe back to the man as well, the things and the feathers and all this kind of. I didn't know that these things are intricate. And then you transfer that from that part, then you have the events of it. It's so much. I don't know what to say.
There's so much moving parts. That even as you say, like that stuff that I didn't necessarily think about in terms of the goodie bags, but I've heard people talk about it. Like, you know, I said, my goodie bag had in. A condom and powder milk, like
people,
corn curls. Corn curls and things like that. We can't understand what these people doing. Yeah, three condoms
that
and
nobody
don't.
Never seen them in the Asian market, but yeah,
and a little bottle of rum, and that way, get I can't understand why paying me money for da 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 da. So you've heard it a number of times over. So it is good to see that, like, there's again attention to detail going into the brand in that type of way that all the levels are thought of, that the customer experience is streamlined. And again, as they would have said, you had experience going throughout the region. Like in Jamaica, I saw y'all with Exodus, I think that was in 2018 or 2019. 2018, yeah. The black costume.
Right, we had the black costume. Yeah. I think it's 2018. Then we had a seller, which was one of our best selling costumes ever. The costume that was inspired by Ethiopia. That did extremely well. In Jamaica. I mean, to be quite honest, right? Janela has had some of the best performing costume designs in the region, you know.
Yeah.
Firebird for Beach
was
amazing. Flying Stars for Marshall Montano when he did his section for Beach.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Right. Yeah. Then we had a seller in Jamaica. We had the black costume in Jamaica. I mean, I've been working in it, so sometimes you don't really take time to sit back and understand the changes that you've made in the industry as well, or encouraging the industry. And I mean, props to her. She's one of the most hardworking individuals, if not designers, in the world, you know? And I think that staying plugged into the culture is also very important for her. So even though her ready-to-wear is global now, and she's doing very well on that front, I think it's very important. We always speak about it. It's very important to make sure that home is home and home is well represented. So it's important for us to be a part of this landscape as well, to kind of show that costuming and costume design and experience creation, experience management is something that we've been focusing on. And again, the support that we've been getting from Esquire Entertainment, Anthony, Nigel, and Corin has been really and truly like a blessing to see that people believe in you as much as you believe in them. And basically, we're working together towards a shared goal. I think that that's priceless. You hardly see that these days.
Hardly. Hardly. Honestly and truly, because a lot of people just focus on money. So mm-hmm. it's not, you don't ever really get.
Beginning, everything is start.
That's right.
Start good yep. with good intention. And as the brand grows, then the quality level starts.
Yeah.
But luckily, I have not seen a chink in the armor of these guys. You understand? Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful and comfortable to for the guys to actually let me be a part and see what's going on, because I only come on as the entertainment mm-hmm. is I'm not a part of the group or anything, but mm-hmm. I become family. You know what I'm saying? Me and Ryan are very close, me and Janelle are very close, and me and the other Ryan is very close. Mm-hmm. So it's like they always try to find out what makes me more comfortable to give them the stiffy that they would have saw when they first see me yes. performing. So they always ask me if I'm comfortable, we want to perform it, any timing, this is how the stage is going to be. So I always get an ear in or I can actually say something towards my performance rather than just, all right, you performing at 12, run up and stand and run back off. It's not that with these guys at all. It's not that. Very, very, very professional from the beginning. And even know that we are friends, this professionalism is still first and then friends after, because it's still a business and we continue to do, you know, the things from the beginning the same way that they've been done before. If anything, it's to improve and not to take away from what's happening. You know what I mean?
I like that. That's how it should be, you know?
Yeah.
The same way as you mentioned with Esquire and those, like, the quality has been consistent. But you ain't got to worry now that there's a new band, man. I know how these fellas going to be on the road, you know, because... You know, I know I figure I'll get them my money credit.
Yeah, you're working, you're spending your hard earned money.
Yep, that's
so
it.
So you don't want to be, you know, half stepping
shaky.
And you know that you don't want that Beijing tongue to burn your store. Jeez, you know what time it is. You know
exactly.
So it's pretty safe to say this is just another nail in the coffin. You know what I mean? To just solidify. You know, let people understand and hear the voices of actual people behind. So that when I see Ryan behind me, the desk don't take that he's just security. You know, I'm or the editing the score, he just said, "Ah, you look familiar. You find the wedding." People tell me so. Oh, you tell me. You find the wedding, and then it's good on that whole thing. So he actually has a job in Barbados. He's actually doing things, not just seeing.
I have been stopped in the streets of Manhattan. This is not a lie. And they say, "You're the designer, man." And I am just like, "Hi, my name is Ryan. Nice to meet you."
We are going to go. "You look real for me. And we just turn and look. I say nothing. And she said, "You're the man for the wedding." So, you understand. And for the people that don't know what we're talking about, is an inside joke. But that is the wedding should be recorded. They take it recorded something, but anywhere that they don't see the wedding, they see it through my phone or somebody's phone, and it was just all over the place. And
people was like, "I didn't watch it."
You understand? So that is just a
wedding. We waiting, I think, you know, we release the. We have a very long wedding video.
So I could imagine the goodie bag, because there was women at the wedding that take off the shoe and had on slippers that was, you know what I mean? That was from. Do anything. So they had on slippers. So you could understand they had on Jane Ford slippers. His hurt foot put on Jane Ford slippers. So I can imagine if Janelle put a goodie bag somewhere, what it would have got him.
Like, people can't see my face. It's blowing my mind. My mouth here open because it's like.
Open
that's what he's saying.
Like,
wait. Jane Ford
slipper.
That's what he's saying. Like, you know, wedding, you know, bridezillas, women's normally focus on herself to put stuff there for other women. You know, your shoe gonna burn you.
That event was that event was the most difficult event I ever planned in my life. It took a lot of time, a lot of effort. I mean, It was really amazing to see your plans come to life. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to talk about the wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we had the Royal Barbados Police Band.
The mere fact of planning, thoughts, and executing the visions that you got, That is amazing in itself to me. So with them telling me the vision, it is something to see. You have to see this on phone. Stay tuned. Follow all the social media handles. Keep your eyes glued on. I mean, whatever.
There's a mini elephant in the room as well, because you know we have here one of our partners sitting down here interviewing me. So I want to look to tell the people a little bit more.
Tell them this. Take a bite.
And what's up?
I don't want to think Robbie know this, right? Yes, you know, Bazadi, for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be doing a section in a Kaduma band. So, you see, I ain't even saying I'm Robbie.
Heads are rolling,
right? I ain't got brass up once we left the studio. But yes, for the first time ever, we'll be doing a section. Because when I spoke to y'all in 2020, I like the ethos of the brand. I already knew Vida, I already knew Esquire Entertainment separately. So it was interesting to see them join forces then. And then you came in 2022, Ryan came in 2022. Not just Ryan Ford.
Ryan Ford came.
And we started to speak. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's that kind of time. And I went back to the team. The team was like, you know what? It's that kind of time. And that was early up. That was like, what, July, August?
I can't even remember when Ryan sent me the message. He was just like, yo, we need to have Bazodi as a part of our brand because Bazodi understands the Barbadian culture better than most. And I'm just like,
yeah.
I was just like, I mean, you were born in a Barbadian flag. He if said, you say right, so.
If he says so.
Then yeah.
He probably said cooler than that.
Yeah. It's slow out of this.
Definitely, yeah, Bazodi.
No, but we are very proud to know that you guys at Basel, they did see the vision as well. And I mean, it goes without saying. And I mean, we have others on board as well for the culture. I can say this now, Rhythm Tribe is also a part of VXE, you know? The cultural element, we also want to express that. Events Barbados is also a part of VXE. All right, we have one that I can't mention right now. I don't know if the ink dry on that yet, but we have others that we will be speaking about over the next couple of weeks that people will realize that we've been speaking to these guys for years.
Yeah,
and I think that it's just a representation of what we're trying to do. We're trying to create that setting where everyone gets to contribute. I mean, our social media manager is very pro Barbados. Raw Soul.
Yes.
It's her brand.
Raw Soul, yeah.
You know, and she's pro Barbados, very much so, making sure that we stay true to our promises as well. So, I mean, we have spent time putting together like this family unit where we need to represent Barbados in everything that we do. I know it sounds strange coming from a sing song accent, but I could tell you, when I'm in the north, these guys know that I am a Bajan.
He roast bread for a thing normal. What? He got heat plug in. They're right.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It says mellow. Mellow.
Yeah, we got a section. The end wasn't dry yet, so we can't say nothing.
No. I mean,
I just like you, Robbie.
No.
I don't know either, though. I just found this out. Eh? We get updates all the time.
But I think what it represents is, if you really think about it, right? Look at all of the entities put together. It's the same.
That missing. Yeah, Bazadi was missing. You see?
Yeah, everybody's just, everything
it
is the same. It perfect sense. Yeah. You know?
It makes sense. That's the word we use it for crop over. It makes sense.
I like
that.
Kaduma got seats and moving.
I like, right? Exactly.
It makes sense. Yeah?
It makes perfect sense, perfect really sense. And truly.
We ain't dealing with nothing that don't make sense. Don't even start it.
So I like that. The brands all deliver the quality product. And like I said, when I see it.
Standalone. Each brand
standalone quality product. So I was like, all right, I ain't got to worry that nobody going to start doing dodgy things behind the scenes or nothing funny going to happen or nothing going to disappear.
You just that Richard switch technique.
Yeah. I didn't have to worry about that. So I was like, all right, this makes perfect sense. And the brand ethos aligns. So I don't have to say this body so far over here and Bazzy over here is like how the two of them working together. It's like all of them synchronized, you know? So a lot of synchronicities between the brands. So I didn't have to worry again that my followers would look at and be like, what do you say again? Now here's a money grab.
I'm gonna be real, you. I can say this now. All the events that they have held together, right?
Careful.
I have never partied in none of these events before. Even, I partied in Kensington, where her tea was.
Yeah.
Never party in that section.
True.
Gun Hill, never, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Breakfast, all 3 times of breakfast in a different
yep, different location, keep moving.
Different location,
true.
Keep moving. So study it. Bliss, ESL to the back. That was that one. And like, I mean, like, the venues
are different.
Different. The whole experience of the transport world bus and that whole,
that was different,
I really impressed with what the team is always coming with. So that's what he's telling you. I'm keeping my eyes open because I don't want the magic to get past my eyes at all.
When I wave them fingers, that's true, you know, because the first Bliss I went to, I was talking to somebody about that today, Pollard's Mill. I had never went down there before. Was that 2015, 2014? Years ago. Okay. I never see a fat going on there since then. The places in Barbados, that don't sit, Philip. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know that don't, then you won't look at that. And that had everything. And as you say, up in the back of it, so that was 2015, 2016. That was top class. That was big. Mm-hmm. Big.
That big getting massage, that was real.
I remember actually going to Bliss. With Stiffy.
Mm.
And Stiffy had to perform and Private Ryan was the DJ. Mm. That experience for me, I was on stage with Stiffy at that point in time because remember, I'm the security, right? That's what people think.
That was a big moment for me too.
And I was there to witness firsthand the power of music, like standing up and power of Bashment Soca. That's a whole different topic.
That's a whole different other conversation. Yeah.
You know, the power of Bashment Soca as it speaks. And I remember Private Ryan being genuinely excited that he had to back Stiffy for Bliss. And I was first there sitting down looking at him.
See any man.
And I'll tell you this much. I knew Private Ryan from before. But I had absolutely no idea that he knew Stiffy music so well.
Yeah, because we didn't practice
nothing. He didn't practice. He didn't ask him. Flash drive, nothing. He didn't give him nothing. He just tells Stiffy now.
I got you. I smell so I got you.
Stiffy running the stage on that, and he run Stiffy tunes.
Everything.
Listen,
everything.
That was one of the greatest experiences I had.
That was a big moment for me. If you know, on my bucket list, that was one of them that don't check off. So I was glad that I was able to experience that at Bliss. All the other performances, epic. From the high tees coming down, I can't say I had a bad performance. I got most of them recorded. So later on, when my movie come out, people will see
that.
Some good footage from breakfast, high tee, anything that these guys were on the road, I got footage from them. And sometimes, like, how to put it, like, when people take a chance on you, because they might not necessarily know where your gives or whatever, these people take a major, major chance on me. So, for sure, I'm going to be, I can always be there to give back. You know, any of my services all the time, because even sometimes I get asked questions on what I think about DJs and certain things, and they always give my input. You know what I mean? And even if I ain't performing, I want a day. So they take a chance on me and he go into this, and that's what helped build the backbone of Stiffy Star Quality. Without these stages, I don't think that I would be to this level.
Imagine that.
Meeting all these people all the time, these events, I rub my shoulders with people that I've never met before. So it lead him, you know?
And it's crazy how we met, right? Quick story. Crazy how we met. I'm in a club in Trinidad with my cousin who's Bajan. And a song playing, and then I hear her singing along, and I'm just like, yo, who's this? Who's this singing this thing? I think it was Maintenance Man, I think, from what I remember.
Yeah, that was.
And she's like, that's Shane, you know? I know him. I was like, yo, when you meet him again, tell him whenever he land in Trinidad, he's safe. Do you need to worry about nothing?
Yeah.
And in like 2 weeks
time, and then get ready to go to Trinidad.
And that's how we met, you know, and from that day, you know, it's like, she might have been like,
when you get there, call this number. And you good, you don't gotta worry. And that was it. And you know, hearing a Bajan tell you,
yeah,
to go Trinidad, you always get these, be careful, keep your eyes open.
Yep.
Don't take that for the buddy.
Nobody.
I had none of that. I ain't had none of that at all. I can tell you, the Atlanta airport is all gravy. Let me go.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's from good. There, inseparable, because we do everything from there.
That's very good. It's good to hear like friendships form and then
but then
go into business and support each other.
But what is that? That is the kindred spirit.
Ah.
So when you really think about it, the theme speaks for itself. That's what it is all about. You know, is the fact that we are one more than we are different.
True.
You know what I mean? And I think that even though it's going to have a lot of literal representation in the costuming, that's the overarching theme. Like, we want to make sure that everyone understands that we are one more than we are not one. True. You know what I mean? So we need to spend more time celebrating our commonalities, you know?
Yeah, because people are too quick to highlight differences. Bajans speak like this, Trinidadians speak like this, them do this, we don't do this.
Bajans walk up, Trinidadians whine.
Yeah. But don't
I mean, none
celebrate.
Of things matter at the end of the day.
They don't. You know what I mean? They really don't. And I see people who don't go Trinidad that carnival saying, you go down there, the Bajans, the Trinidadians don't like, yeah, nice, go down there, and people be like, you're a Bajan? You have a carnival? Say, have a happy carnival. I was be like,
I heard that. For the first week or so when I met Trinidad, it was like, tight.
Yeah, you're frightened. You know, you don't want to talk. That nobody hear the accent. Yeah.
That was a whole thing. And that's just a hoax.
It's a big hoax.
If you're a genuine person, the energies meet, you will find people that love you all over the world.
Trust
me. I ain't feel none of that at all on me in Trinidad.
I definitely don't feel that here.
At all. Exactly. See, that's what it's supposed to be. You Beijing, you down here.
Caribbean airport, you drive all over. You can't get up and get drive all over. You know what I mean? He good. He don't even have to. He ain't got to put in no videos. He ain't got to do nothing. He just is a.
If he know more spots than you, are you sure he know more spots than me?
I know about all
that. He just surprised me every time he can hit. Real talk. But that's just him learning and getting into the culture of, you know, the things here.
As you say, you could appreciate it. Because, I mean, you could get a passport. Your grandfather was a Bajan. So you're right.
I mean,
right
I could get easier than ever.
Exactly.
And I see the whole experience of Trinidad from the side of manufacturing and going through that whole thing. My full experience, and that was just meeting. You know what I'm saying? I was just me meeting. The music was starting to take off, so obviously needed somebody that was there in Trinidad to, you know what I mean? And then to find out that Janelle is a Bajan. Is it Bajan? You know what I'm saying? And then he was able to show me, you know what I'm saying? So imagine that.
And you really
my music now taking off and then you're trying that place we again frightened of and then to be able to meet two people that are involved in it and that could show me what's going on firsthand.
You was lucky. You were fortunate. That's fantastic.
Very, 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 very.
You know, show you the ropes. That's good. Mm-hmm. Real good. And as you said, they take you under your wing and you don't gotta worry about nothing. You don't gotta fret. You ain't gotta worry about where you land at night. Nothing so at all.
Nice if you have a room in Trinidad anytime you land.
Yeah.
As you say, that perfectly exemplifies the commonalities that we have as a people.
It's love. It's all love.
Exactly. All as a Caribbean people is all love. I really do like that. That's another one I need to know. Don't I go? Definitely listen back.
Right, you can get some.
Right, I guess enough little things to follow this. So
it
definitely
makes sense.
Right.
You know what you
think.
For sure.
Doing seats, I'm moving all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. So, okay, there's so much. So, how many sections? How much information could we read? I just want to know how many sections are there that people can look forward to.
I would I'll approach this like if I'm in front of the classroom.
Yeah.
There are at least 7 sections.
I like that one.
There are at least 7 sections. I had the pleasure of being at one of the photo shoots recently. And let me tell you, fire.
Hot.
That's good. I mean, that's the same thing with Jin that you don't have to worry about. I mean, like the black costume, again, to go back to that, like you don't normally see black costumes because to do a good black costume is hard. And then she had the wings, but it wasn't wings with feathers. It was like a lattice work. And it had diamantes in it that sparkling in sunlight. I can still remember a picture that I took of this girl in black and it looked sleek. It looked nice. It was like kind of,
you know,
black swan.
Side note, we could get back to the costumes. You know, one of Jen's favorite pictures you took? You know that?
Really? Me?
Yes. In Beach House.
In Beach House. That
New
was
Red. New Red.
It was at 2018 when it was up in Chagaramas.
That was her her profile picture for a while.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, actually. Dress,
yeah. There are a lot of things people don't know about Janelle, you know. Mm-hmm. Janelle was the first person ever to do a Monday Wear collection, ever.
Wow.
So every time you see a Monday Wear collection jumping out anywhere, just know Janelle Ford started it. I could sit down here and I not be worried about anybody coming to tell me
anything. Exactly. Put your hand on the blast.
I could say that without any fear of anything. And also wearing wire bras in FETs.
Yeah, that is true. Because before I didn't say that's true.
We had a ready-to-wear collection.
You see my mom, he glued it.
Hey, you can hear.
I don't be gluing.
That man know everything in any warehouse.
Yeah.
The glue burns on already.
If I need to whip out the glue gun, I could whip out
everything,
the glue gun.
Everything.
I know how to do that. But, I mean, I just saying that to because I reminded myself when you were talking about the design, and I was just saying, you know, one of Jen's favorite pictures you took. In the Beach House, yeah, remember that.
No wearing lab bras and things. A thing
in effect, yeah.
Yeah.
And girls just design accessories. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of being in Trinidad at the house, yeah?
Yeah.
Girls, the ladies coming for the Monday wear. Which is the one with
the Monday wear, yeah.
Monday wear. I mean, we don't really be, we still involved in that thing, but we, you know, there's a lot of new players in the game, and you know, when you're mature in an industry, you really try to let everybody express themselves. So we'd already be a part of it as much as we used to before the Monday Wear industry, that is. But I mean, it's good to see that something that she started, and I'm not saying that she's the first person to do Monday Wear. That is not what I said. What I'm saying at all, she's the first person to do a Monday Wear collection. And I think that now that is like almost a regular staple for most carnivals. That kind of downplayed version of the masquerade. I think that that's something that a lot of people don't do. A Bajan,
you know.
Was the first person to do
splash down there,
a Monday Wear collection for Trinidad Carnival, right? So, but to answer the question, how many sections? There are at least seven.
At least seven.
There are many options. Actually, I'll say this out without anybody asking. There are many options for many different body types.
Okay, that's good. Because I know, cause you did mention that you want the band and the brand to be as inclusive as possible.
Yeah, of course. We always focus on inclusivity. And I think that that's another something that sometimes we don't want to be outward and express that too much to make anybody feel like, you know, any given way about themselves. But at the end of the day, we have something for everybody.
Yeah.
Every single body type, every single preference in terms of if you were more conservative individual, but you still want to jump, you have conservative options. If you're a little more daring and you want to do something a little more, you know, out there, we have options for you as well.
That's one of the elephants in the room when it comes to, because people say more, because I'm on the street side. So I can give you what the average Bajan gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that always comes up, the costumes, and I might be scared because I don't want to, you know, reveal so much or whatever. They think that is a skinny girl sport. It's not that at all.
No.
So inclusion of all sizes, all shapes, all forms, you covered.
Yeah. I like that, because that's, just like you said, that's the conversation we starting here coming out. Yeah. I just, Carnival as a whole and Carnival designs, it's like, you see a lot of women saying, what's this costume? Why can't fit him this? You know, I don't follow.
Because
you know?
See the model look that way. Exactly. You think that it's not for you.
Yeah.
But also, a lot of people don't know that. Again, I mean, I could speak about my wife from now till next week, but Janelle went to design school, Central St. Martin's.
Oh, wow.
In London.
In London?
She did lingerie design. She did other elements of design. So when she designs a costume, she takes into consideration multiple body types.
That's
when
good.
We do wire bras, her focus is on comfort more than anything else. Mm-hmm. So you would tend to see, for example, with Flying Stars and Firebird, we would have had a large number of wire bra orders, which at the time, it wasn't standard.
You'd have a lot more regular bras and so on, because the people weren't really accustomed to having a comfortable coverage option wire bra.
Yeah.
One size fits all. That way was a
custody. So was that?
It was one size fits all before.
Well, no, sometimes it's just designed for style and not for comfort.
For comfort, that's true.
So, you know, our focus, I would say our ethos in J. Angelique is always that you want to be sexy, yes, you want to be daring, but at the end of the day, you want to be able to dance, you want to be able to walk around comfortably.
And you won't fall out, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no. And I've been many a times fixing backpacks on the road, helping girls with tie their bras properly and stuff. They've been doing this for years. And I think that every experience, you learn something new. And I think that I'm proud to say that for VXE, we're going to have enough options. For if you like this style, you want that style, you like this style, you want this coverage, you have that coverage, you want this bikini style, you know, you want Brazilian, you want a thong, you know what I mean? Yeah. You have options readily available. Color options, not going to mention them, but they're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything, we spend a lot of time trying to check off all of the boxes, you know, knowing very well that people have options, you know, we very aware of that, but we want to make sure that if you have some preference, it exists.
Yeah.
In our spectrum.
That you could get it. Yeah, because, you know, there were some women say, okay, you know, I had a thong before when I was younger, but now I'm older, I'm more mature, I want to carry myself a certain way. I still want to jump. I still want it to be sexy.
Still want to show a little something.
Right, like, but I don't want to necessarily have to go down in my ass crack.
No, you want to still see a little side jiggle.
Right, exactly.
So you will get a bikini cut, a Brazilian cut instead of a thong. Yeah, no, we take all these things into consideration. And we have members of our team like Camille. Camille always reminds us, listen, they need to have something for the tiki sweets, eh? You know, and I'm saying to myself, when we look at the mood boards and when we put together all the costumes and so on, I say we have stuff for Camille and the tiki sweets. And yeah, we have bam, bam, bam. We have at least these options here, you know. And that's how we go about it. And at the same time, you know, monokinis, wire bra, full monokinis with a wire bra option as well. Full on monokinis, like full coverage monokinis, we have those options as well. So at the end of the day, I think we spent a lot of time and effort doing our research and stuff, catering to most.
Yeah, because I got a friend, Paula, and she speaks very highly. I think she was in Flying Stars, and I think she was in Firebird too as well.
Yes, Janaza put it with Paula.
Yeah, she believe in a one of that. She is probably one of the people that made me really actually sit up and notice what's going on here. Like, it's not just another section. That's when I started to realize, because she came back, she started talking about the breakfast that y'all did at Comair.
A full breakfast.
And it was, I jump in bands already that breakfast, them say them providing breakfast, I still waiting for the water. You're asking people where the water is. The man said, listen, because you're asking, I tell the man coming to me eventually, I said, listen, we ain't got a contract for no water. So start asking me for water. Where do you drink? Should I come? And they said, okay, cool, no problem. Pain. You're down there 7 o'clock in the morning, you're thirsty, you know? And I said, okay, cool.
We speak in here, and I sure Ryan Ford want to. He ain't even listening to this, and you say breakfast, and he must want to just come here and sit down and kick me out.
Because
his focus, even though his event is breakfast, his focus for Vida over the last few years is ensuring that we had a full breakfast. And I mean, even in our breakfast, you could potentially get mimosa.
Hey,
you could get wine.
I think Paula talked about this.
You could get all of this at our breakfast. So this is just for our section.
We did that right. She said that was the section.
A champagne.
You could get most things. Yeah. And on the road, we had our own drink runners. We had our push carts with our Vida Punch. Every year, Ryan creates a new cocktail. I would call it a concoction. a new cocktail every year that he would himself would ensure that, you know, lives up to his standard. And we would serve that on the road to avoid people always having to go
to the drink truck, right?
So we take care of our people. Like, you know, it goes without saying. And I mean, people may not know me personally. I may not know Jen personally, but trust on Ryan Ford.
Yeah.
Trust on Ryan Esquire Ford. Entertainment.
Esquire,
make sure that you are well fed, make sure you have a lot of options for drinks. And I think
the conversations that I'm hearing happening, I could promise you that you're going to have quality brands to look forward to partnering with us as well. Mm-hmm. And also the experience is going to ensure that if you are a particular person that you like X, it's available.
Exactly.
The nearest auction there for you. But yeah. I've seen the brand list and it's very upscale.
You see, you got sneak peeks and yeah. You know things that I don't know.
Shut him with your thoughts.
If you see your costume too.
Yeah, you see?
You say, it's not just another section.
Exactly.
It's, section. It's not that. It's
you not see? That. You see things I know? I know things you know. So it balance out.
Yeah.
You know, got me getting asleep now. Just a little confident. I down for the road. It's a journey. And through the years. Is. With each activation of whatever Janelle visualize, whatever Rag bring to the board, whatever these guys do, I'll be in it for the next year to see how big they could come again. Because no. I know it can top whatever they do last time.
Yeah, honestly, because with IT, like to go back there, that as you said, that activation mm-hmm. at Gun Hill
mm-hmm.
for me transformed Gun Hill, and it was a prototype for a lot of other parties after that.
Yep.
A lot of other parties and that she stepped that bar, that stand up. People said, wait, mm-hmm. she do this, well, you could do this too. And, correct. You know, word for word, bar for bar, them copy it down to a T because it was such a good concept. And I had never seen anything like that before at Gun Hill. Everybody who come away saying, yo, that was so good. As you say, Brian Payne.
He land off, he playing in Carol, yeah. And he roll every day. And I'm not seeing the nuts and bolts turning like this. And then when they show up to you, like,
yeah. Proper dude.
I mean, some proper things that you dude. Said there, I can comment on, and some I would not comment on.
I tell you, go on Lenin. She's still feeling Lenin, I don't mind. I can't keep waiting.
Exactly, up. Right? I don't look at weight at all. Lenin, that's true.
Huh? But I'll say this much, Jinford Haiti will return.
Yeah, ooh.
I think that the date and so on, whether it be this year or next year or later this year, I can't say. That's all up to Janelle when she's ready. But it will return. But Jinford Haiti was a part of our experience that we cherish dearly. We really, really enjoyed that event.
That was a good event.
So much memorable. More.
I mean, copious amounts of champagne. Like,
yes.
You know?
Champagne. Champagne.
Listen, I'm talking about
cold champagne. You know, you're cool flashback,
hot champagne.
You know, breakfast had a party. And it had, it rained to fall back. Mud by everything.
That year
that had the Mother Sally's,
yeah,
mm-hmm. everything was beige, everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Want top class, man.
I remember top that class. Year. I had a whole set of Jamaican friends come out for that.
Pull up,
yeah,
that like frantic team that I could tell you that was just good, epic.
Yeah,
they ran poor that year, but poor. People stand up in that rain and party here.
Yes, crap.
I have
all their videos, brother.
I drink some videos. Johnny Walker Blue at a Bliss already, right? I don't know why I didn't turn blue.
Yeah,
and you ain't gonna see that experiences nowhere. Like,
no,
you
nowhere
see
else.
Blue, you see that in the airport in a case.
Yeah, you don't get.
You don't get
a bar case. Telling you we be serving for hour. Then they say we gone from an hour.
But I will say this much: I need to put this in there. I'm not saying that John Walker Blue going pocket. I'm not saying that. Right? I'm not saying that at all. But I just say that I went to the Bliss.
And
you know they have that we have that level of experience that we share. I think that again. It goes without saying that we all one, we're the same. We're mm-hmm. more or less the same. When Anthony speaks, I hear a lot of myself in him. And sometimes I feel when I say something and I'm waiting for someone to back me up, it doesn't necessarily mean it's somebody from the Vida team. Right. It could be somebody from the Esquire team. It'd be like, Ryan, that's right. You write about that, you know, that's what we have to do about it. So the support is there and it's natural. You know, it's not forced in any way. Our merger was seamless.
I love that. I love how it is that when brands could complement each other and join together. And again, like, it doesn't feel like a money grab. People don't have to feel like them. Ah,
I mean,
man,
it's not necessary.
Together.
I mean, that's not what it's about, you
it
know?
Needs to be because you don't want, whereas in every fact or in Barbados is known for, all right, I see that on the poster, so I ain't gonna look for that when I get there. Are you expecting that things gonna run out early or like you gonna be there in a certain time?
Yeah.
Whenever you get there, food gonna still be there.
Yep.
When you get there, drinks gonna still be there. And when you leaving, you can still get something to drink. You know that sometimes these them 3 times people will not get something. Like you get to the event, that section, the food done gone.
Yeah.
The drinks are run out already. I've never experienced nothing like that. Never, ever, ever, ever. And that is something that I don't know if it's something that is catered for. I don't know how you actually think about that before, but that's something that's been happening in Barbados. You could go at any given time. You ain't getting the food, your drink's gone, and it's trouble.
Trust me. On the road too.
And then you cussing, you know what I'm saying? But you might cuss and you might go home with that, and then you might not, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But who the dog look he lick? You know what I mean? Because you never know, so they might walk away and say, oh, but you know that they may get a lot of things from a lot of different people, but you're hearing them complaining about them, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's so very true.
I like the fact that the commitment to excellence is always there, and I ain't gonna worry about none of them other little things you gotta worry about in a party. And they bring an international vibe to show Asians that you ain't gonna left, because some people might not get the experience to going for in Trinidad.
Yeah, that's true.
Or go to something in Jamaica. So exactly. These people that actually go to these things and bring new ideas and concepts to Barbados actually help out the promoters called coffee, you know?
Exactly.
So
true.
Raising the level now of promotions in Barbados all around the board. So.
Not really and truly, because oftentimes you need somebody to come in like that. So y'all in St. Lucia, Jamaica, Trinidad, all over. So you come back and you say, all right, this is the bar here, I gonna raise it. And this then other people say
it's supposed to be
this is how it's supposed to be now.
So let me put it out there. High tea was a concept that was created after we went to an event called Verve Clicquot Carnival in Miami.
That you take with all their champagne bottles?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I mean, it wasn't a matter of us copying anything. I think when Jin walked in, she's like, this is the type of event that I would put on.
Yeah.
I would spend my money to put this type of event on. And I was just like, well, let me do it.
Mm.
So what we did is we take the elements that we knew would have worked in Barbados. Mm. We removed the things that we didn't think would work. And then when we put together the concept, you know, we had to bring in some of our friends to help us execute it and so on. But it was created off of our experiences traveling to Miami, to LA, to New York. And then we travel a lot for work with Jay Angelique, with the fashion company. But we also believe that people deserve it. People deserve it. You work hard. You work hard. And you might not be able to travel as often as we do because your job doesn't allow for it or whatever. Your time is not as flexible as ours. Mm. But at the same time, you might need a break from whatever reality that you have, so that at the end of the day, we put in together concepts to allow you to just be able to do these things with relative ease.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to leave Barbados to get an international experience. Right. Why would you have to?
Why would you?
You could get that right here.
Behind the scenes to know what we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would make it better.
And also, I think that Barbados does a good job of representing the international landscape as well. You know, a lot of these restaurants and so on are very, they're all world class. Some of the best culinary experiences you can get at the restaurants here in Barbados.
Yeah, top class.
So
I think that it's, again, it's just a general energy that we just want to make sure and encapsulate and provide a product that, you know, we think that the representation is there, but we want to put it together in a nice way that you could experience it in like a one experience. You know, you want to, from the time you step into our band launch all the way through the Cup Rover experience, every time you have a touch point with VXE or with Vida by Esquire, every time you have a touch point, whether it be at the band launch, whether it be at registration at the band house, whether it be at distribution, whether it be when you come for breakfast on Kudu Monday morning, whether it be when you get stuff, you get your drinks on the road, when you collect your costume, when you're messaging Janelle about, you know, your costume, when you're going on our website, any experience that you have, any touch point that you have, we want to ensure that you leave there feeling like, yo, yeah, they thought about that.
Yeah, they put the effort into that. Like, I can't explain to you how that feels to know that a brand has thought forward and thought about those little things. Again, as you talk about the goodie bag, or making sure that comfort is at the center of creating a costume, because people create costumes and they're not comfortable. are not functional, are they falling apart halfway on the road.
You know that we got some heavy things that
exactly shit and thing.
Make sure your costume.
Oh. Really, you down station hell, your costume starting to shock a lot.
But I think it's our goal too that when you finish and you jump and you come to the after spot, you get your meal and you're relaxing, you know, or even if you continue partying or however you want your experience to be. 2 months down the road, you should comfortably put on your wire and go out.
That's exactly it. As you say, you get down the road.
So you look a wedding dress. Right. You want to put it down, you can tack it up again.
Tack it up again.
I mean, if you want a wrestling dress, don't. If you want to use it to go to a little fit.
Right, because girls do that. Yeah, you do your pick up your wire brand. It's how you accessorize and you dress it up. Like, it should, the technique, it should be still good to go. You know, it shouldn't. You know, you wear a bra popping out at the back when you get those spring garden.
And we have a lot of, I mean, it's a lot of information, but we have a lot of quality checks and so on. I mean, that's why we've designed the company as well, to have multiple quality checks. And we produce everything.
Yeah.
Right? That's another thing a lot of people don't know. We produce everything. So Jen has her eye. I have my eye. Our team has their eyes focused on making sure that when these products leave our building, that the quality is there. Similarly, when Anthony and them focusing on the food and beverage element of the band, or on the infrastructural element of the band, they are ensuring that the experience is what they want it to be,
right,
rather than what you get. You know,
exactly.
That's not it. You know, that's what they want. That's what we want it to be. So, I mean, I could talk about what we want to do. People just have to either trust us or don't trust us and come and see for yourself.
Yeah, I believe that's, we have to see now how ballot season goes, whether people do virtual or in person. But I think it's a good element, especially quote unquote post pandemic.
We was inside. Listen, people, in case you're listening, the country boy coming out. Listen, the launch is something to be seen. You don't need to see this on the megapixels. If you see it on somebody's camera, it's not going to show you the right thing.
Exactly.
Don't sit down and wait for the boy to snap inside of this venue, because if I am anywhere near, go ahead and I cut it on signal for anything to go over there. You need to be at the venue to see the setup. And see the costumes, see the venue, and see all the surprises that are going to come out on stage at that event. That's what you need to do. Gone are the days where you sit down home and watching the phone, watching somebody's business. Half the time you never like the body. Don't do that. You know what the day is? What? The second?
Second.
The second. Take your time now. Put it in your calendar. It's only next week.
So the thing is, we have multiple ticketing options available. It's online. At Vida by Esquire.
Yeah, something free too, right?
Yeah, we put 100 free. I mean, that was like,
I want some free too, because you start giving away some.
You'll get it.
You don't need.
The thing is, virtual is never a consideration for us.
No.
Let me not lie. It was a consideration during COVID time.
Yes.
Because of what was happening in COVID time.
Correct.
But we were, certain directors were stood firm that as a new band or as a band in Barbados, we have to contribute to the cultural landscape by reintroducing a proper band launch.
Yeah.
And I don't mean another hit to any other band or anything like that. It's just proper from all perspectives. From
exactly. As you said, as a first time, you want to land with your weight. If you land with virtual, you'll be like, I see it.
For me performing as an artist, when you come into crop over season and you get booked for a band launch, the band launch is of then. I ain't talking about then would have been the highlight of one of the better fets and parties to go to.
Yeah.
Because you know when that launch, you get everything, you get a little bit of this, you get a little bit of that, your party at that day. But then throughout the years, it become, as you said, it went virtual and then COVID and then so we know into the get back outside.
Yeah.
Where it is a thing. Whereas you, with your eyes, you can see it, and you see the structure, you see the ladies. That's something that's party culture.
Yeah.
Ballon is party culture.
To us, it's our contribution. We have to ensure that everything we do, we add to the cultural element of the crop over experience. And for us, it starts with the band launch. It starts with the band launch. And it could only, condition from there onward and create some new realities as along the way. But for us, it starts at the brand launch.
I like that, because then people really get a feel for the brand that you would not get, as you say, in a virtual one through a screen. You're just saying, I'm just watching it for a new band.
11 or something, you're just saying
pixel right, back. Pixel jumping,
you really don't know what's happening. You can't
really feel for the brand. Or
the movement, the glimmer.
Yeah. How it catches the light. Yeah. Because... as you say, it could be an 8-11 and then you there and they ain't really saying nothing. Exactly.
You see what
that nine right,
and
that green look funny.
From off of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You selling yourself short there. And then to be short of an experience for sure.
It might be a 5-minute video. People might want to sit down and watch a 5-minute video. So you could remind people all the different areas that they could find out information about. Yeah.
So you have an Esquire Entertainment on Instagram. You have Feeder by Esquire on Instagram. You have at designer J Angelique on Instagram. You have Feeder by Esquire on Twitter. You have all of our committee members listed. And also you would have like affiliated pages. So like you would see the breakfast, you know, you would see it on a couple other names which I can't name yet. You would see them releasing the information. And you can go on Ticketlink's website to take a look at the tickets and to purchase your tickets and so on. There is an option you can pay at the door as well, but you know, it's a little more economical to wear tickets before.
Just grab it early before. Keep it.
We have 100 ladies already plugged in.
All get grabbed up.
In a day.
I shouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Yeah, in a day, the 100 tickets were gone. And I think that it was just a representation of people are excited to see what's going to come out of it. And I think that, you know, let everyone come out, have a good time primarily. It is a band launch party. It's not you coming to stand up and, you know,
stare at a stage.
No, come out.
Wait for Kashin to come out and then you disappear afterwards. It's a party.
Come out and have fun. Come out and party. We have our all-star DJ. DJ cast line up. We have some performances. You have a couple of surprises in store. And ensure that you charge your cell phone to 100% before you get out the car. You're going to have a lot of moments you want to capture. You have a lot of moments you'd want to share. I think it's very important that you come with your phone charged. And I think to come to just basically see what we have in store. I think it's very important to note that We are excited to host everyone's coming to the event, as some people are excited to see. So the excitement is shared.
Yeah. You know, again, it's not money, but like there's the real feeling behind the brand that you're really coming to put on an experience and something that people could, not just that it's a party element, you could say that was a good fit. You come away saying, all right, understand this man a little better. I like the costumes. I like what he's seeing.
Yeah.
I like the price point. I could go and sign up here now. I could shut my eyes. I know these two brands good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sign up and I don't want to see nobody else. Yeah. I got to worry about nothing. I could know I
can get a quality product. What we want is to be able to know, okay, this is our team, TEAM, for Kaduman. These people sign up. We roll in with the squad. Yeah. This is the VXC family.
Yeah.
Let me go down the road.
I like that. I like that a lot. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out to this podcast. It really was a pleasure. I really do feel as though I understand so much more if I was just a casual listener that you get into it, you know.
You can kind of buy an
arch. I feel so. I definitely feel so. You know? I feel so.
We do each
other.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
you. Oh, man. It was a blast. It honestly was.
Yeah, always good, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
I learned some stuff.
You see, we both learned some stuff. We got something here.
Basody. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.